Support for this podcast of Food for Thought comes from PCC Natural Markets, welcoming the arrival of summer with grass-fed beef, organic corn on the cob, fresh peaches, and locally made ice cream with 9 neighborhood locations. More at pccnaturalmarkets.com.
Well, Nancy, on the 4th of July, everybody wants a hot dog for their roll, and I am curious to know your thoughts on them dogs.
Love them dogs. I love a good hot dog. The trouble is, you can't always find a good hot dog. And then again, there's that issue of what exactly is a good hot dog. My husband loves a good Chicago dog because he's from Chicago. And I adore those Vienna hots. You know those?
Well, I don't even know what a Chicago dog is. And the only Vienna I know is what my friend Dan from Alabama used to call Vienna, Vienna sausages, those hideous little things that come in the can.
No. These are Vienna beef Franks, or I don't know whether they call them Franks, but it's a brand, and they snap when you bite into them. And that's the secret to a good dog.
Oh, that's what I like.
You've never had a Chicago dog?
Well, I may have, but I don't know what a Chicago dog is. I hope it's nothing like a Chicago pizza, which is a stench into my nostrils and an abomination.
It is an abomination. I would agree with you there. But when it comes to Chicago-style hot dogs, you get them with celery salt. Sounds strange, but it's delicious. Diced tomato also sounds a little weird, but there's neon-colored relish. That's my favorite part of the whole thing.
Oh, I love that fluorescent green relish, yeah.
It's gorgeous. And sport peppers. They're little pickled peppers. They're just hot to trot. Love those. And they're on a sesame seed bun.
Oh, so it's not really the dog. It's all the stuff around it.
It's both the dog and the stuff around it because you got to have the right meat. You can't have one of those nasty Costco hot dogs, says my husband. I love those things.
I'm not that much of a connoisseur of hot dogs. You know, a ballpark or an Oscar Mayer's okay with me.
Oh, I hate those.
You know, the Nathans are nice. They kind of pop when you bite into them.
Yeah, they're a little garlicky, right?
A little bit, yeah. I noticed they had Hebrew Nationals in the supermarket, and I bought a package of those a while back, and they were way, way, way too salty. Unbelievably salty.
You know, I grew up on those things. That's an East Coast thing.
Yeah.
And when I was a kid, they had a place called Lenny's Hot Dogs down the street from where I lived. It was pre-McDonald's and pre-Chuck E. Cheese, and that's where you had your birthday. My sister Sherry and I had many birthdays there. We have birthdays close together. My parents would throw a party, and we'd have hot dogs. And I have this picture of me looking totally sullen. I was about 6 years old with a little party hat. I look like I'm going to cry. No hot dog in the photo. Probably they didn't give me enough hot dogs.
Place we used to love to go was a place called Cook's. I think it was in, like, Rye, New York, Mamaroneck, New York. It was on the old Boston Post Road, and it had, a neon windmill kind of thing. And they had great hot dogs there that popped.
You know, well, the secret to a good hot dog for me, and I cook them at home all the time, is pan frying it. It's great if you can grill it, but I like to just take a cast iron skillet and get it, you know, nice and almost charbroiled on the outside.
Seattle Times food writer Nancy Leeson's blog, All You Can Eat, may be easily accessed from the KPLU website, kplu.org. Happy 4th, everybody. I'm Dick Stein.
Don't want no excuse. It must have lots of juice. I want